Representative Jim Ananich. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How's Flint Town?
Flint Town's not too bad.
All right. You recently released a press release, and it was titled, Romney Remarks Show Michigan Must Lead on Foreclosure Crisis. Talk about that.
Well, you know, I was very disappointed to see that the sort of Republican-leading candidate for the presidential nomination would make a statement like, we shouldn't do anything about foreclosures, let people hit rock bottom. To me, that's one of the most un-American statements I've ever heard, and I'm encouraging my colleagues to have a hearing on my bill. I know so many of them are supporting Governor Romney for president. That's just not the way. It shows a real lack of urgency by the Republican Party on jobs and on this foreclosure issue that's affecting people all across the country. And I think we need to have a hearing on my bill and start having a real dialogue about what we think the foreclosure crisis looks like and what some possible answers are.
You know, Representative, there are lots of folks who believe that people took on mortgages that they couldn't afford, that they shouldn't have taken on. And much like the auto bailout and the bailout to Wall Street, there are many in business who believe, you know what, that's part of doing business in a free system. Do business correctly or you will fail. The taxpayer shouldn't pick up the dime. How do you respond to that?
Taxpayers already did pick up the dime, though. We gave, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars to banks and mortgage companies to help with this crisis, and the American taxpayers are the ones picking up the bill. I mean, I think it's exactly the opposite. We should have a system that's accountable. So if someone's going to take your home from you, the very least you should have is due process. That's, you know, one of the founding things that we were founded on as a country. You know, I feel that a system that's fair and gives people their full due process. This would include the banks as well. I mean, if there's somebody out there that has no intention of paying, the banks will be able to speed this process up as well. I think one of the biggest issues we have is that banks, it takes two to tango, you know. Yes, people took out more mortgages than they should have, but banks also gave out more mortgages than people had any ability to pay. I mean, I think there's a two-way street in this issue.
All right, House Bill 4651, where does it stand as we speak?
Well, it's, you know, I've introduced it. I got some assurances, I thought, from the chairman that if we at least have some sort of spirited debate and maybe a dialogue and a hearing on it. That hasn't happened yet. I'm very hopeful that we do. I'm not suggesting that mine is the only answer or maybe even the best answer. I think it is, but I think it's worth having a dialogue and finding what's best for Michigan.
Now, you introduced this bill in May. Does it stand a chance?
Well, I don't know. You know what? You know, all I am is one person. I'm willing to have a hearing on it and argue the merits of the legislation. We'll see.
I want to get your take on the latest bridge proposal. It was in committee, and apparently at the last minute, a revised bill was given to that committee, and it was... I guess it was thought that they were going to take a vote without reading it, and of course that didn't happen. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I don't want to speculate on the bridge until I see what actually comes over to us. There's been a lot of money spent on both sides of this issue, but until I actually have a bill in front of me, you know, I can't speculate what the Senate Republicans are going to do. You know, I just hope we get something soon so we can start focusing on jobs in Michigan. That's my focus. I come from a community and a state that has a real jobs crisis, and I see, you know, us focusing on things completely unrelated to that. I think that's a shame.
So one more question about, do you support a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
We need a bridge. There's no question about it.
And should the state run that bridge?
Well, and both proposals don't say state dollars. So I'll see what comes across. I'll see what comes over to me, and you know, I'll vote accordingly.
All right. When it comes to jobs, what do you think about President Barack Obama's jobs bill?
You know, I think it's a good start. You know, I think some of the things I've been working on, as we've talked about over the past few months, I think complement some of those things. I think some of them and some of the bills I've proposed even go a little farther. You know, my focus is going to be now. Now it has been and will be in the future all about getting people back to work. I'm a firm believer that customers create jobs. If you take money out of people's pockets, they spend less. If you give them more money, Yeah, they spend more. That's why I've been against all these Republican tax increases, and I'll continue to be.
What can be done in the short term to put Michiganders back to work when it comes to what you can do in the state legislation?
Well, I think if the Republicans would take up my work-sharing bill, that would help people get back to work. I think, you know, in the meantime, I mean, people are struggling. We shouldn't be taking benefits away from the unemployed. You know, there's a number of other things that I think we could come to some agreement on, hopefully, and, you know, and find some, as long as we're all talking about jobs and starting to focus on it, I think we'll be moving in the right direction, and we're not doing that yet. So I'm going to keep talking about it until my colleagues decide to focus on it.
Tell us about your work sharing bill.
Well, this is something where they would allow people that, companies that, you know, may not need as many employees, this would help keep the employee able to stay on the job and keep their salary whole. Some of the state would pick up through the unemployment fund or through a work sharing fund, if we set one up, a portion of the wage so that they could stay on the job, and the company wouldn't have to lay somebody off. It's really worked in about, I think it's over 30 states have this program, and it's been a real success in those states. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll at least have a hearing on it and, you know, debate the merits.
Well, much is talked about creating jobs, but we've got all these issues with the budget. So to pay for bills like this, where are we going to find the money?
Well, we just gave a $2 billion tax break to corporations, and we're talking about giving another $1.2 billion to corporations, and they haven't created one job. As a matter of fact, unemployment's gotten worse. So one thing I wouldn't do is continue to do that. You know, I learned a long time ago, if something's failing, you don't continue to do it because you've always done it. You know, we're in a time of crisis. When times are tough, you change and you think, you try to be more progressive and you try to do things differently. And if you fail, you try something else, but you don't continue to fail. And that's what we've been doing this past 10 months since I've been. And we haven't created one job. All we've done is take away money out of people's pockets. And I think that's not responsible in this type of economy.
All right, final question for you. Has the governor and his administration presented anything that would help create jobs in the state of Michigan?
I haven't heard him talk about jobs since the campaign, and I haven't seen anything. I'm willing to work with him on it, though. I'll tell you that right now. I'll work with anybody that wants to help people in my community and people across the state get back to work.
All right, Jim, we really appreciate your time. We've been talking with Representative Jim Ananich. He's from Flint. Thanks so much, sir, for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Tony.